Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are you doing right now to impact your health? You see so much going on in America of people losing their health. This show is about empowering you. It's about going to the next level with your health. A lot of times you get a diagnosis, you get a prognosis, maybe that you don't want to hear from your doctor, but that's okay, because the body regenerates every single day. What does that mean? Each day we have these things called cells. You probably learned them in sixth grade science class, but each day old cells, they die off and the new cells form. The cells are what make up our body. So incredible. So the good news is that we can change. And if we can lifestyle our way into getting sick, which most of us do, knowing that 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. So a lot of times we do that to ourselves. But that's okay, because the good news is if we make some radical changes in our life, which will yield those radical results, then we can see incredible results with our health. So the old adage is that I use, if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well, stay well, and live well. And that's what we want to do. We want to empower you to be able to do just that. Janet in Aurora, Illinois. I'm a 35-year young mom with two school-age children. I've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, and it's really got me thinking about not just my health, but also my kids and being there for them. I get overwhelmed when I start to think about how to get my family healthy as well. Where do I start? Well, it's a great question, Janet. I mean, a big issue with type 2 diabetes is, obviously, are you willing to change? Because you didn't get there, I guarantee. I mean, I can't sit here and ask you a bunch of questions because it's an email, but I guarantee you that you didn't just, it just didn't happen just out of nowhere, meaning you had poor eating habits. You probably haven't been exercising. You've been taking care of the kids and not taking care of you, because typical moms sacrifice their own health for the sake of being a busybody for others. And I'm not knocking it. I think it's a great thing, but you've got to take care of you, as you're seeing right now, so that you can be good for your kids and you can be there for them. And that's what we want to teach you how to do. So here's the deal. Obviously, you're working with your physician. Good deal. Don't know if you're taking any medicine, but you're probably taking metformin or glucophage. Okay, not a big deal. Very light medication, but it's something you want to definitely consider and step back and say, okay, why am I taking this? What has happened to me? What have I done now at this point in my life? Or what have I done for the last, say, 5 to 10 years that have led me to this point? Do I want to take this for the rest of my life? Because I'll tell you, you don't have to. Okay, and I just want you to talk to your doctor about this, because if you come up with a game plan for yourself, there's not a family doc out there that is managing you, watching over you, that wouldn't be overly excited if you came in with a new lifestyle plan. And you said, this is what I'm going to do. This is what's. I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to lose 30 pounds. I'm going to eat better than I ever have before. I'm going to exercise 5 days a week, 30 minutes a day. I'm going to get better rest. I'm going to drink more water. I'm going to start doing all of the things that I know that I need to do. And guess what's going to happen? Your body will change. There's no way it cannot. It has to change. It has to be to go from where you are to where you need to be. It has to. It's just the way it works. So I want to encourage you that you can change. I want to encourage you that you can be better today than you were yesterday, if you're willing to make that mental shift to want to get well. And so that's where it starts. So what do you do? First thing is you make a decision you want to get well. Second is you want to make sure you're staying on top of your blood work, which I know that your doctor is, but you might want to do some additional blood work for nutritional deficiencies, making sure that you're not deficient in other areas. Exercise 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, doing something you enjoy. And I don't care what that is. Okay, I don't care if it's walking back and forth to the mailbox. I don't care if it's walking around your house. I don't care if it's getting on a bike and riding down the street. As long as you get your body moving, the body was designed to move. make it happen. So no excuses, rain, sleet, or snow, doesn't matter. If it's cold, put a jacket on. If it's hot, don't wear a lot of clothes. If you know, we can always find excuses for why we don't want to do what we want to do. And so there's always a way. You just have to find the way, right? So get plenty of water. Half your body weight in ounces of water every single day. Why? When we stay hydrated, our body is about 75% water. You're working with someone, and you've got all these different symptoms going on, and they're thinking about three different disease processes. And then you tell them, but I'm not sleeping at all. Well, the first thing they're going to make sure that happens for you is that you sleep, because the body can't regenerate. It can't repair itself if you're not sleeping. And that's a big deal. Something to think about as far as that goes. Now, the other thing, too, if you're dealing with type 2 diabetes, which is a big, big key, is what you're eating every single day. You want to make sure you're eating an anti-inflammatory diet. Anti-inflammatory diet is really a diet that's based on reducing inflammation in the body, getting all the organ systems in the body, the nutrients that it needs so it can function at the highest level, so your blood sugar level is not going all over the place based on what you eat. But remember, that's how you got in this situation, so you've got to have a game plan on how to get out. And that's what this will do. In my book, Empowering Your Health, you can see that. Their anti-inflammatory diet is in there, and you can follow that program and find a way to kind of go to the next level with what you eat every single day. So just another key, just another item to look into as far as the way you eat, how it can impact your health all the way around. So a couple things to think about if you're looking for that. Now, supplements, a lot of people talk about that. What do you want to do? Foundational four, these are the four items or the four supplements that we don't get in our natural food supply that you should think about. And let's talk about those for just a second. Now, number one, which is really important, is a good whole food multivitamin or natural multivitamin. Very important. Not synthetic. And then also a good digestive enzyme. What it will do is it'll help break your food down. Most people don't break their food down very well. It will help you break your food down tremendously. Rather than you breaking down your food maybe 20 or 30%, the average person has the ability to do that, plus the enzymes that are currently in our food supply. It's pretty weak. And so if you take a digestive enzyme with your meals, you'll increase that to about 80 or 90%. That's a big deal, because your body can only regenerate good new healthy cells based on the types of ability to digest, absorb, and assimilate the foods that you eat. So that's why the enzymes play a big role. Cod liver oil or a good omega-3 fish oil, not the gel caps, but the actual oil itself. You got to suck it up and do it. And plus, they have good flavored versions of that now. A good company to look at is Lifestyle Research. I'm a big fan. And also, don't forget probiotics. Probiotics put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. And what I'm excited to see now, a lot of the family docs and a lot of primary care docs are recommending probiotics for general health, and they're also recommending it. It's been in a lot of studies lately. When they put someone on antibiotics, they're following it with probiotics. Why? Because antibiotics go in and they strip the gut of all bacteria, which we need some bacteria, the good kind. And then what happens is when you take the probiotics along with that, they kind of follow behind the antibiotic and make sure there's good bacteria going back into the gut and the gut flora. So dealing with type 2 diabetes, Janet, like you're writing me about in this, you do have to have a game plan and you have to be consistent with it. But I'll tell you this, the great hope in it is that if you can lifestyle your way in, which you have, you didn't just get it because of genetics. There's a genetic link, but it's very small with type 2 diabetes, very strong with type 1. And so the good news is now you can have a battle plan of how to go to the next level and lifestyle your way out. Because remember, you don't have to be stuck where you are. And your kids can have their mom back, husband can have his wife back, you can have your energy back, and you can live the life and the freedom that you deserve. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can check us out online, getwellradio.com. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. Pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725 or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out, getwellradio.com. Let's go to Judy. Hi, Judy. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hello, Father, Dr. Asa. Do you hear me?
I sure can. How can I help
you? Oh, okay. Well, I have these doggone leg cramps and foot cramp that catches me sometimes early in the morning, real early, before I'm out of bed.
Have you changed your diet at all? Been eating anything different?
I'm sorry, what?
Have you changed your diet? Have you been eating anything different?
I don't think so.
Okay. So have you been to the doctor? Have they told you? Have you asked someone what might be going on?
Well, no.
Or have you?
I've just been drinking more water. And,
okay.
And I was wondering if I should take a potassium pill.
Well, typically, you could look at it. Potassium is fine. A lot of times it's magnesium that's more of a player with this sort of thing. So you might want to look into potassium and magnesium. Or you could even do something. And the time you want to take those sorts of things is at nighttime with your dinner meal. And you could do a multi-mineral. Multi-minerals are very good, and they can kind of give you just an overview of even the trace minerals and a lot of the other minerals that you might not be getting. So that would be something to think about as well. But, you know, dinner meal is a good time to take a good multi-mineral. And also plenty of green vegetables, especially at dinner time, can make sure you get a high concentration mineral or a high mineral concentration within your diet. And eating plenty of nuts and seeds throughout the day will increase your zinc and magnesium content. So as far as eating goes, that's really a great way to go as far as the things to put in your body to make sure you're getting enough nutrients. And again, drinking more water will help with the hydration issues, but it's not going to help with a mineral deficiency. When you get cramps, leg cramps, the ones that are like you're describing, a lot of times that has to do with a mineral deficiency. So I would look into a multi-mineral or some of the foods that I discussed. That's where the answer is going to lie. I don't think that it's not anything that really needs medicine per se. Typically, and you can always check with your doctor if that sort of thing. If you're looking in nutritional deficiencies, and your doctor will be able to, you know, obviously give you the right recommendations if it is a medical condition, you want to check with them. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Adam. Hi, Adam.
Hey, Dr. Asen. Thank you, Michael.
Absolutely. What's up, man?
I have a sort of a skin rash.
Okay.
On my arms, and it started to spread kind of around my hairline a little bit. And,
when did it start?
On my stomach.
Start?
I mean, it's not. It's very mild. Skin rash. I typically eat pretty healthy. Lots of organic foods, whole foods, kind of things. Taking vitamins and probiotics and that sort of thing. I'm not the type that, you know, reads something on the internet and, you know, thinks he's, you know, instantly diagnosed with everything either. But, I think it might be either celiac disease or some kind of food allergy. I thought it might be eggs because I was, eating, some, raw organic omega-3 eggs in a shake in the morning. And, so I thought it might be that. So I quit doing that for about a month and it didn't go away. And I thought it might be wheat and gluten, so I cut that out, and it still persisted. I know it can take a while for it to completely go away, but I was wondering what other, apart from going and seeing like a gastroenterologist or a dermatologist, what could you help me narrow down, I guess, to what it could possibly be? It seems to inflame a little bit when I scratch it, and I really try not to scratch it at all. I mean, I might scratch it once every, you know, 3 or 4 days.
And did you say you don't do any dairy products at all?
I cut out the dairy just out of for a while. I was, you know, drinking low temp pasteurized, non homogenized organic milk, locally grown or not grown, you know, whatever, local milk, and cut that out after the Fukushima stuff, and just but I was going to start start going back to the dairy. I drank almond milk and coconut milk instead, and sometimes hemp milk. But I've just completely stumped on what this is. You know, like I said, I'm a pretty health conscious guy. I read up a lot of articles and things like that, but I'm just stumped.
Well, and have you been taking any omega-3 fats at all, like fish oils?
Oh, yeah.
How much a day?
For the omega-3s, I eat a lot of coconut oil and that sort of thing, and almonds and sardines and that sort of thing. I don't actually take, like, any krill oil or fish oil or anything like that.
You're not going to get that much out of the almonds. You're not going to get that much out of the coconut oil is more what we call medium-chain triglycerides. So you're not going to get you're not getting any omega-3s out of the coconut oil. It's good for you. It's antifungal, and it's it's just got a lot of other health benefits. But you're really, if you got a skin condition like that, and you've cut out wheat, but you've got to cut out wheat for at least 3 to 4 weeks. You've got to cut out anything with cow's milk dairy for 3 to 4 weeks if you're seeing a rash like that, for sure. And then you'll definitely know if that's the culprit. So if you've done that, and you haven't seen a result, and you haven't been taking fish oil, it probably is an omega-3 deficiency. A lot of times, can be. And so that's something you might want to look into. Okay, as far as the fish oil, don't do the gel caps. Do more of the actual oil itself. And you know, most adults, you know, if you're over 18 and a decent body weight, the instructions on most of the bottles will say a tablespoon a day. And again, if you're outside in the summertime, because of some of the vitamin D and vitamin A, you might want to cut it back to 3/4 of a tablespoon. But that, if you look at the labels, they will tell you exactly what to take, depending on the brand that you get. But a lot of times, the omega-3 deficiency can cause a lot of that condition that you're talking about. And probiotics, not having the right bacteria in the digestive tract, can be a big player. And so you might want to think about going to a health food store or someone talking, you probably know someone, and talk to them about probiotics and increase them. So if you're already taking just a couple a day or four a day, you might want to increase those. A lot of times, if the bacterial flora gets off, it can really cause some issues with the skin. Remember, skin is always an inside-out thing. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT. AT to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. You looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. A new survey shows that parents underestimate how social networks can affect teens' risk of using drugs and alcohol. And teens who spend time on Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, and other social networking sites may be more likely to smoke, drink alcohol, and use drugs, they said. Of course, there's conflicting studies, of course, I've talked about, where they show the positive effects of it. Here are some negative ones. And so the results show that compared to teens who don't visit social networking sites daily, those who do, this is interesting, 5 times more likely to use tobacco, 3 times more likely to drink alcohol, and twice as likely to use marijuana. Most teens, about 70%, say they spend anywhere from 1 minute to hours a day on social networking sites. But it's not the fact that teens visit social networking sites that makes them more likely to abuse alcohol and other drugs. Instead, it's the issue seems to be what they do on the sites. 45% of the teens in the survey said they've seen images of intoxicated kids, including those who are passed out, as well as pictures of peers using drugs. And so it influences them that way, they said. Parents may not see the risk, the report said, but about 9 out of 10 parents don't think that social networking really raises the teen's risk for using drug and alcohol. But They may not know what's on the sites. Obviously, 64% of the parents whose teens have a presence on the social networking sites say they don't monitor what they're looking at. So the parents do need to monitor some with respect to social networking and the TV shows that they watch. I agree with that. I mean, parents, here's the deal, though. Kids are not idiots. They're pretty smart. And so they will figure out a way around you monitoring it. Just understand that they will be thinking that. So it's also not just what they see on the Internet that influences the decisions, but teens who watch suggestive teen programming, such as reality TV like Jersey Shore, Teen Mom, 16 and Pregnant, or teen dramas such as Skins and Gossip Girl, are also more likely to use tobacco, alcohol, or marijuana. It's a phenomenal assault on public health. It would subject teens to pictures of drugs, alcohol, or teens being drunk or passed out. But, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you're not going to change. You're not going to change that. I mean, it's what's out there. We need to monitor. I think when it comes down to it, you've got to monitor your own kids in your own home. Because parents, you're the leaders of the home. And you can't expect anyone else to raise your kids but you. And so, at the end of the day, you know, are you monitoring your kids? Are you making sure that what they see and what they're a part of, you know, obviously is something good. So you have to monitor that. Or if not, they'll figure out their own way to watch the things that they want to watch. Coverage is now granted to men with breast cancer. Check this out. Now, we know that women with breast cancer, obviously one of the biggest risk factors, and you know, with women, it's one of the biggest diseases that we see. But with men now, MSNBC reported that a South Carolina man with breast cancer who was denied Medicaid coverage for treatment of his disease because he's a man is going to get coverage after all. Good. Raymond Johnson, 30, who received the good news late last week from the State Department of Health and Human Services, he said that a towel layer who didn't have work coverage and couldn't afford private insurance was not eligible for traditional Medicaid coverage, and he was advised to apply for coverage under a special Medicaid program for breast and ovarian cancer patients. But earlier this month was told it only provides care for women. But state health officials now decided to deem Johnson eligible for the program and will submit claims to the federal government for reimbursement. However, federal officials' stance on the case isn't clear. If federal lawyers choose to deny those claims based on discriminatory policy, it's their choice, and the department will appeal the decision. Let me just say right now, that's ridiculous, because men and women get breast cancer. It is what it is. And the gene can be in men just like it can be in women. Now, it's not as prevalent. But my gosh, breast cancer is breast cancer. It is what it is. You're paying for treatment of the disease, not for the gender. And, I mean, who makes these rules? And who would even argue that? I mean, really? That just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. It's breast cancer, period. The guy needs treatment. I mean, you're going to argue over whether he needs a mastectomy or not? You're going to pay for it? Really? I think it's ridiculous. 888-283-7272. You can check us out at getwellradio.com. Let's go to Alex. Alex, welcome.
Hi. I was calling on behalf of my mother, who had mild arthritis before she went into menopause. She had to begin an antidepressant, just a mild one. I think it's maybe Celexa. And it seems that it has exacerbated the arthritis to a point that she can almost not get relief. She's extremely sensitive to medication, and I was wondering if you had any suggestions.
So she started taking the Celexa for depression?
Yes.
And so the symptoms increased. Now, has she gone to her physician to tell them that by chance?
Yes, and I think they have changed her antidepressants several times. She seems to develop the most severe side effects to most of the medications that she has taken. Because in her lifetime, she has taken very little medication.
So she's real, real sensitive when she takes something, right?
Very much.
Yeah. Okay. Has she changed anything? Let's talk about the arthritis for just a moment. Has she done any type of lifestyle changes, meaning has she started exercising more? Has she changed her diet radically? Or is she just kind of living how she's been living? And is she overweight?
She was not overweight until she began the antidepressants.
Okay.
And it has caused her to gain weight. which has made her feel terrible. She has tried to increase her activity in an attempt to lose weight, but a lot of times she doesn't have a whole lot of energy. And that doesn't necessarily stop her, but I think it's the pain from their arthritis that slows her down more than anything, the swelling.
What do you know what she eats on a regular basis? Could you tell me?
Not really.
I mean, does she eat healthy or not really?
Yes, she does eat healthy.
What is that, though?
She eats very balanced, you know, dairy, fruit, vegetables, not a lot of fried food, does not eat a lot of fast food at all.
Okay, that's good.
Let me
do this. Let me just share some things with you about arthritis, okay, that can be really helpful for her. One of the big issues, a lot of times people will think they're eating healthy, and there are certain foods that we've kind of told ourselves are healthy, like bran cereal. Okay, you got to talk to any gastroenterologist or any family doctor, they'll tell you to eat more bran cereal. Why? Because it's got good fiber in it, supposedly, and it will help. It's supposed to be good for you, right? Well, it's not. Actually, it's horrible for you because it's a processed grain. It's got gluten in it. It can cause food allergies, and it will raise inflammation in the gut, which will raise inflammation in the joints, and it can cause, that inflammation can cause arthritis, okay? Because itis, anytime you put an itis on the end of a condition, it means inflammation, all right? So an anti-inflammatory diet is what she really needs to focus on as far as if she wants to remove inflammation from the gut, which can help what's going on within the joints. So that's something just to consider for her. In my book, Empowering Your Health, there is the anti-inflammatory diet, and that might be a good tool and a good resource for her as she's going through this to read, and that might be just a good help for her. But the anti-inflammatory diet can be very helpful because with arthritis and even with depression, there's a lot of nutritional deficiencies that can be in the body that can lay the foundation. Depression is linked to a lot of body aches and pains, more fibromyalgia than just so much arthritis, but they are strongly linked together. And what it is a low serotonin level. So when the serotonin gets low, not only does it cause depression, but it also can cause aches and pains within the body, proven. And so vitamin D should be, the numbers on a blood test, which your physician can run for you, should be between about 70 and 90 on a blood test, typically. And a lot of the research will start the range at about 30 and go all the way to 100. And people say you'll get toxic over that. Well, not really. A lot of studies now show that you don't really get toxic for vitamin D until you're about over 200. So not much, too much to worry about on that. But get the blood work done. It's always a good way to do that. And a good liquid bioidentical vitamin D3 is the way to go if you're going to look into supplements. There's a lot of vitamin D's out there you can get for $9 and $10 in a little gel cap. They're not going to be near as effective as a liquid bioidentical vitamin D. Okay, you get what you pay for. You always do. But just a couple things to think about. And with arthritis, I mean, fish oil, always. That's a gold standard. And not the gel caps, but the actual oil itself. A good cod liver oil is good because it has vitamin A and vitamin D in it naturally occurring. But, yeah, I mean, that is just an ace in the hole for people that deal with arthritis and struggle with joint pain. So, I mean, the biggest thing is being encouragement to her, too. If she's gained a lot of weight, she's not used to that. She's probably that even makes her more depressed, the fact that she's gained some weight. And to walk through that with her and just encourage her and be able to kind of, you know, give her the tools and kind of be there for her is going to be a big, big help. I think that's something you definitely should consider in this process. But, yeah, with arthritis and depression, they are always linked together. Many times you'll find someone that deals with arthritis, they deal with depression too. They kind of go hand in hand. So something to think about as you're going through that. Thanks so much for the call. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. The amazing thing about the body is that it regenerates every single day. So the hope that we have is that if we've been diagnosed with something like diabetes, arthritis, depression, anxiety, heart disease, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Never lose the hope that you can change. Never lose the ability to know that you can make some radical changes in your life and see your body get well, stay well, and live well, and you can live the life and the freedom that you deserve. So the message in that is don't give up. The message in that is many times there's an answer. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo.
Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Sally in Columbus, Ohio writes in an email. She says, my doctor told me this week that I'm low in testosterone. Is it bad for women to be low in testosterone? Well, it's bad for anyone to be, male or female, to be low in anything that their body needs. That's always a key, okay? And that's why it's good to have blood work done every 6 months, because the body changes so often. Every 90 to 120 days, our body regenerates blood cells. Red blood cells die off and new ones form. Now, with testosterone, it gives us a reading of what's going on in the body. And, of course, women make testosterone just like men. Now, men, predominantly, it's a more important hormone as far as it's kind of the dominant hormone in guys. But women have it, too. And when women get low testosterone, they lose similar issues with guys. But you lose sex drive, so your libido goes down. Your desire for sex goes down tremendously. And you lose drive and that edge, I think, that, you know, even women have. Just the excitement for life kind of goes down. You get a little weary, get a little tired, and your energy levels will drop. So there's a lot that happens. Brain fog can set in. So, yeah, I mean, women, a lot of times when you find women with low testosterone, they're like 8, 10, 15 on a blood test, when they should be up around 35 or 40. Now, I don't really agree so much. There's a lot of hormone replacement going on as far as pellets go. I'm not a big fan of getting women's testosterone up to like 145 or 150. I think it's too much. But a lot of docs are doing that now. And, again, that's the thought behind it. But, you know, to get the numbers in that lower end of the road, the mid-range, around 40 or so, women tend to do very well. And there's a lot of natural things that you can do from a supplement perspective to food perspective. So if your doctor's working with you and they're suggesting a lot of items, you might want to throw this at them and see what they think. But really good research behind maca root. Maca root, very good for raising testosterone levels, men and women. Deer antler is also another good piece that they do in a supplement form. Ashwagandha can help too. They found that vitamin E does help. Good research behind that. And also L-arginine and citrulline together can help raise testosterone levels as well as growth hormone levels as well. A lot of times when testosterone's low, and then also the growth hormone, the HGH level. So if they haven't checked that in the blood test, you might want to have them look at that as well. So a lot of items can be helpful to testosterone. Tribulus is another big one. But I'll tell you, here's a big key too for hormones in general. And for women, you know, your estrogen, progesterone, that's a big deal. But keeping your fat levels in your diet to about 30% of the overall diet, 25 to 30%, is a big key. Because if you're on this low-fat kick, which has been around forever, your hormone levels are going to drop big time. And you're not going to be able to support good, healthy hormone levels, and you'll find yourself in a really tough spot. So, something to think about is focusing on your diet. Resistance exercise is another one that's very good for men and women as far as testosterone levels go. And just 30 minutes a day, 3 days a week is enough to stimulate really good hormone response. By working out with weights or some form of resistance training can be very helpful. So hope that helps, because that's a big topic right now. Women and testosterone, huge topic. And it's really easy to manage, but you have to stay on top of it as far as hormone levels, being with your physician, and all that kind of good stuff. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Ernie. Ernie, welcome to the show.
I'm calling on behalf of my wife.
Okay.
She has a chronic respiratory condition. And she had a recent x-ray, and it showed calcification building up around the scars in her lungs. And she she was wondering if there's anything that we can do to reverse this.
What does she have, COPD?
Yes.
Yeah, when did she get diagnosed with it?
When?
Yes, sir.
About 2 years ago, I guess.
Okay. Well, here's. Did she smoke for a long time? Did she quit now?
No, she's never smoked.
Never did?
No, never.
Goodness. All right. Well, here's the deal. A lot of times the calcification, the scarring and whatnot that happens is not reversible. Okay? So the goal is for it not to happen anymore. That's why they call it, it's chronic and it's obstructive and it's a pulmonary disease. There's a lot of research out there, but really at the end of the day, they don't know so much what causes a lot of the breakdown. And see, that's what's so challenging. Look at the way I thought. And that's the way you're trained to think, is the first thing you go to is, were they a smoker? Because so many people that do smoke end up getting that. But there's plenty of people that don't ever touch a cigarette and they get it too. So how's her, as you check a lot of her, I'm sure they've done a lot of blood tests and whatnot. Have they checked her vitamin D levels much at all?
It's not checked her vitamin D levels. She does take vitamin D.
Okay. How much does she take? Do you know?
It's a 5,000 milligram capsule.
Oh, that's good. That's a good amount. I would get a blood test done from her doc and just go ask them to say, you know, she's been taking vitamin D, and could we get a level check? Very inexpensive, and you know, usually insurance will cover it. Because vitamin D plays a big role in calcium absorption in the body. Now, even though she has some, you know, the damage done to her lungs, then, you know, if the vitamin D is off, it can mess with calcium absorption. It can also cause excess calcium deposits to form. So that might be something just to think about, is to get a little blood test done with her physician and get that checked out, just so they, you know, you can be able to rule some things out. On that note, from a nutritional perspective, anti-inflammatory diet is always a good way to go. The lungs, even though once the scarring happens, that won't regenerate, a lot of the tissue in the lungs can, if it's still healthy and maybe just slightly damaged. So there is some hope for her. Don't be discouraged, I guess is what I'm saying more than anything. But I would look into making sure she gets more regimented than she ever has on her lifestyle choices right now. Exercising, cardiovascular exercise is always a big player. Even if she's struggling with it, talk with the doc, make sure they're okay with it. But yeah, exercise is going to be a big key as well, doing as much as she can, but not pushing it too much. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. We're diagnosing hope right here on the show, one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.